Okay, cool. So, hi. Welcome to Every Six Sec, a sex and relationship podcast from those least qualified to talk about it. I'm your co-host, Rhodes Conover.
I'm your other co-host, Marina Conover.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. This week, we will be talking about the fact that we have been on a hiatus that you don't know about.
The secret hiatus. I mean, they will have if they've listened to the other episodes, because I think we talk about things... If we post these episodes, when hopefully we will, it'll come out in February, and we're talking about shit that we're doing in October. We're like, well, Halloween's just around the corner. Like, I think they're going to know.
I don't think we talked about how... I mean, I just listened to the last two.
Oh, maybe that was in the secret one that I deleted for being really bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sounds about right. We didn't talk about anything that was that current. My bad. I don't think. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong about that. But to all of those of you who are tuning in because you saw my wonderful comedy show and you're now you've now been convinced to go listen to this podcast, welcome.
I love your enthusiasm here, like your belief in yourself, because it hasn't happened yet, but you're like, okay, listen, I'm sure that this will happen.
Well, yeah. I mean, I hope my show is going to be good. Jeez, that's thanks to bringing me down, Rina.
I hope so too. Again, there's, I hope it's good too. But if you do start vomiting all over yourself and everyone else, like, it probably won't be as good. Like, I don't know. I can't see the future.
I intentionally have a schedule for that day that involves starting to eat at 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. And that way, if I vomit from the induced panic of going on stage in front of this many people, it'll be between 5:30 and 6:30, which will still give me an hour before showtime to have an empty stomach, so I won't be able to vomit. And hopefully that'll resolve that issue nice and quick.
You could also just not eat anything. I'm sure that's a good healthy way to handle it. Mm-hmm.
It is a good healthy solution. I just want to make sure I had some calories that get dissolved into my bloodstream. That's how those work. Before the show.
Calories?
No.
Calories work by making you fat, Karen. I'm so sorry. I'm tired.
I'm sorry. Why are you tired, Marina?
Oh, because I stopped taking my medication cold turkey, and you're not supposed to do that. And so now I'm going through withdrawal syndromes.
Ooh, why'd you stop taking your medicine?
It was sort of an accident. I got sick, and so I forgot and felt too sick to take it and stuff like that. And then I just sort of the schedule was off, so I just kept forgetting. And then I was sort of like, I wasn't thinking that it was that I needed to really be doing it anymore, which I don't think anything I'm saying is healthy, so please don't do what I've done, kids. I just kind of did. And then I was like, why do I feel so shitty all the time? And yeah, it's because if you stop taking this kind of medication cold turkey, it's really bad for you. In fact, I was reading an article that described one of the problems I've been having as being like your brain, it feels like your brain is being electrocuted. And so what I've been repeating to myself whenever I feel this way is you're not actually being electrocuted. You just think you are. And that sort of helps, but it's not my best... It's not great. Keep taking your SSRIs, guys. Don't just stop taking those. That's a really bad idea.
Yes, to all those kids who are probably listening to this sex and relationships podcast, don't do what Marina did.
They should be.
6-year-olds? You know how many times we said fuck last week?
I mean, I didn't say 6-year-olds, but there's plenty of people who are young people who should, stop taking SSRIs.
Oh no, for sure. What age group is kids in your book?
Literally anybody.
Everybody's a kid?
Yes.
No.
I call you a kid. I would call my boss a kid. Almost anybody a kid.
But there's a difference between saying, hey, kid, and talking as a nickname and talking about kids as in an actual demographic. There's a big distinction,
I think the big distinction is that you're thinking about this a lot more seriously than I am.
I am thinking about this a lot more seriously than you are.
Don't do drugs, kids, is relevant to everybody, including 6-year-olds, but also 76-year-olds. That's a relevant information for everybody.
Most 76-year-olds have drugs they should be taking, just to be fair.
Sure, but they also probably shouldn't stop in cold turkey then. I'm saying things that are relevant to everybody. Everyone should know. Don't take bad drugs. And if you're taking good drugs, don't stop in cold turkey if they screw up your brain. It's a whole thing.
I suppose that's true, yeah.
No, it's true. I feel very bad. It's true.
Well, now that we're a solid 5 minutes into this episode, and I think we might want
a solid 5 out of 10 in terms of like
quality, yeah,
and also just like level of being able to handle what's going on.
Yeah, no, for sure.
If you're like talking for a while and you're like, Marina, why haven't you been talking? It's probably because I think my brain is electrocuting itself. So
okay, yeah. Noted. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But let's get to the advice here.
Our podcast isn't about advice. Are you trying to be?
Oh shit!
You're pretending we're on a different podcast.
What's this? What's this email I have here?
Are you shitting me?
Hi, Conniverse.
No,
my
this
name
podcast
is,
hasn't literally never been released. No one can be writing into us.
My name is Georgina, and I think I may be asexual. How can I identify that I am without using electricity as a form of testing?
I'm in a weird position because I can't believe that this is a real question, even though it's a reasonable question. I just, again, we have literally never released an episode. So is this a joke? What are we doing?
No, it's just a really weird bit I'm doing, but we should answer the question for this person that may ask it in the future.
Okay. Cool.
So, Georgina, one way you might tell is kind of how we talk, the descriptions we had for ourselves in the first two episodes, which you can find wherever you got this podcast episode.
I hope that's like iTunes. Wouldn't that be cool? I hope it's iTunes.
I hope it's iTunes too.
There's other Stitcher or whatever. Like, I'm sure there's other things. I'm just saying, I hope it's not like you literally heard me say, listen to this, and then you found the actual RSS feed. I hope it's in a real place. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm with you. We need to get on that. But, Georgina,
sure.
Person who I assume exists for arbitrary reasons, one way you can find out you're asexual is to, just kind of, be honest with yourself and think about how you feel regarding, sex and stuff.
Hey, this is great. My phone's ringing. I'm really sorry. I should maybe be more professional and, turn that off.
I'm over here helping fake people.
I'm so sorry, Georgina. I care about you. I just, I'm so sorry. I'm very professional and I'm very sorry. And I'm sorry.
I'm incredibly unable to help you as a fake person right now, apparently.
Okay, keep going. Roads.
So yeah, we answered that question real well, I feel like.
I didn't even listen to it. What was your answer? Just think
great.
About it?
Yeah, just be honest with yourself and how you feel regarding sex. And it doesn't really matter where you fall on a spectrum. It just matters what you feel and how you want to operate in regards to the people. I think that's the main point. It's less about how do you define yourself and more about just understanding how you want to interact with people on a day-to-day basis. And if that happens to line up with what a bunch of people call asexual, great, go for that. But you don't have to worry about it. Just be honest with yourself. You'll find the way.
I guess that's the whole podcast. I think we should stop podcasting.
I think I covered it, yeah.
You caught it in one, really.
Unless, but also though, if you're into I guess BDSM, no, you're a terrible person. And
what? What is wrong with you? What are you talking about?
See, now we have to argue at something and the podcast can continue.
Oh.
I guess what we're
arguing about is, are you a big piece of shit, Rhodes? Did I not know how big a piece of shit you were this whole time?
It's the only way to get the podcast keep going. I don't believe that. I don't believe that's a thing.
Maybe you shouldn't.
I think it's great.
Say that then.
No, it's a way to keep the podcast going. No, for real though. If you do what you're into, everybody. I'm just
float your boat.
I'm just yeah, float your goat. Just do whatever it takes to float your goat.
That's what I said.
Is it?
Float your goat?
Did you not hear me? Did you say that?
No.
It's a better expression because a lot of things float boats, just water boats naturally float. You know what I mean?
So what you're saying is become an engineer and find a way to make goats floatable.
No, it just if you say whatever floats your boat, it's basically just do literally anything, you know, but whatever floats your goat is find something that works for you. Find the thing that actually does
your goat.
Floats your goat, whatever. You don't have to engineer anything, but find the thing that solves your problem that works for you. But float
it's
your boat is just just deal with whatever.
Is. I mean, it's having a problem and finding it, engineering a solution. One might say if you fucking engineer you.
I mean, or you could just go to Walmart. Well, hopefully not Walmart, but you could go to a place that sells solutions to problems. But your solution might be different from someone else's
goat
solution.
Okay, so the solution that you figured out was to go to a place that offers solution that's still engineering a solution to a problem.
I mean, okay, yeah. I mean, if you're going to be getting on me for engineering things, when my solution for engineering is going to a local store.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, then everything's basically engineering. It's just problem solving.
Yeah, a lot of things is problem solving. Yeah, I don't know why they pay you guys so much.
Because we know a lot of the technical stuff behind problem solving. We're really good at the problem solving.
Okay. You're being too serious about this? And I just burped.
No, it's not possible to be serious. We should get to the talk about asexuality part of this show.
So I have been listening to, I discovered that on my phone, I have an app that lets me like rent or check out library books on tape, basically. That's how old I am. I don't call them audiobooks. I call them books on tape. But like it downloads right to my phone and I can just listen to entire books while I'm at work, which is super awesome. And so I was listening to this book today and it was like kind of a like a teen romance like I love, and and the main character girl deals with social anxieties whenever troubles, and I was like, oh, so she's very much like me a lot of the times. And there was some scene that was going on and it was describing how she was feeling about this situation with this person that she had just met and all these things, and I was like, she wasn't sure what to do about it, and he was maybe starting to flirt with her and she didn't know what to do. And I was like, man, is she also like asexual? Because like, maybe she's so much like me. There's so many things. Or, you know, maybe I'm not asexual. Maybe all of my concerns are just social awkwardness. And then the guy said like that he wanted to kiss her and she said, why? And I was like, see, that would be my response. Is that just, am I asexual truly? Or am I socially anxious? And that's it. And then his response was something along the lines of like, your mouth is pretty. And she was like, oh, and she had all these flutters and she loved it. And I was like, oh God, that's disgusting.
That's the worst.
I was like, that's so bad. And then, yeah, I was like, oh, I guess we're good. I had like a brief moment at work where I was like, maybe my whole identity is fake. And then I was like, oh no, wait, we're good. I am asexual still. Cool. Cause that's
wait,
gross.
I'm sorry. He was like, hey, can I kiss you? And she was like, why? And he said, because your mouth's pretty. And she was like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a wild, wild ride of sentence you just gave me.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, oh, wow. Shit. If someone came to me and was like, yeah, your mouth is pretty, I want to kiss it, I'd be like, that doesn't make sense. Shouldn't you want to look at it? I'm like, I don't get it.
Isn't the primary mode in which you would intake that beautiful information not through your lips? I feel like it... I think if like the more logical answer to that, but it wouldn't work as like a flirty thing, would be like, why? Oh, because your eyes are beautiful and I want to see them up close. But like the only way I can do that is if, you know,
do you kiss a lot of people?
My lips are touching. No.
I feel like
I did in high school.
But when you get that close to a person, you can't really see anything anymore. Or is that just because of my glasses?
No, I know. No, you're completely right. It's more logical, kind of, but not much.
Your thing. You're like, because your eyes are beautiful. And the person's like, okay, you'd come up to their face and like be like 5 inches away. Like you could hold a hand, maybe the palm of your hand in between your two faces. And that would be as close as you get. And you just stare. Your face is pretty. Let me put my face very close, but no closer.
I had a very, actually a very serious thing that happened like that. A friend of mine was introducing me to a friend of his who was a female person. And I, you know, just talking to her, it was a kind of a group environment. So, you know, it was maybe like, you know, 10 people and people would go off into the different groups. And for some reason we ended up on the same couch next to each other. And she turned to me and said, hey, do you mind if I just stare at your eyes real quick? And I was like, I guess. Yeah, sure. And she stared at me like so intensely for like 30 seconds. And I still am confused as to what that was about. It was very concerning.
I would have been off that couch already. I would have been out of the party.
I was like, sure, I'll fight you with my eyes. I thought it was like a staring contest, and then I realized no, because she blinked within a second. She's like, all right, let's do this. All right, cool, eyes. But she didn't talk.
I feel like my brain's being electrocuted here in that story. Or maybe it's the withdrawal. The point is, that's awful.
It was very, very uncomfortable in a lot of ways. If you're hearing that, this person who did that to me, it wasn't like terrible. I was just very, very confused.
Don't do that to people. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I heard later, and I think this explains it. I heard later that someone had talked to her and said Rhodes has lizard eyes, and she might have been trying to figure out what that was about.
Okay, never mind. She's fine. Why did someone say that?
Apparently they thought that my eyes looked like lizard eyes.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I wish I knew, but I don't know.
Oh my God. God. That's actually the best thing. I'm sort of now thinking maybe I need to be cooler about social interactions because maybe I think it's awkward, but maybe the person's just like literally trying to figure out something inexplicable. Like, that's me.
Oh. Like, I was chill with it. I would have been like, hey, can you stop if I was super uncomfortable about it? I don't remember how it ends. So in my memory, it just happened forever. You know what I mean? Because there wasn't an ending to it. So I guess it's just still happening. No. Like, maybe I'm still doing it right now and I'm just imagining this part of my life.
You have to stop saying that because I'm dying. Oh, God, that's awful.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was kind of funny.
No.
Are you vomiting right now?
A little bit. That's awful. God, that just is happening in infinity. No. No.
Well, it wasn't. Okay, just don't think about it. Just think about it. I had an experience in which I was not that upset, and I thought it was odd. End of thought.
She's still looking at you right now.
Oh, God. Okay, now you're making me upset.
You're the one who said it.
Oh, I didn't think about it all the way. Why are you taking this so seriously?
Because it's horrible.
Okay.
Speaking of the patriarchy.
And a pear tree.
No. If we're talking about things I'm taking seriously. That's okay. The sound of me punching my hand into my little microphone. Okay.
All right. So we're taking this seriously here? Patriarchy time?
No. My brain is getting electrocuted. I can't.
Is this not the right night for this recording?
I don't know. We got like 20 minutes so far. If we do 20 more minutes of bullshit, we'll have like an episode. I don't know how many episodes we can really fill out. So if we've got some clunkers, that's fine, right?
True enough. And then we can post soon. Hey, guys, people listening to this, we're just barely trying to get through this because we need to so we can have more episodes.
Okay. You were describing the patriarchy.
What?
I don't know. You said something along the lines of, hey, everybody, here we are. We're just trying to get through this because we need to. And I was like, preach. Too real.
True.
We can talk. I don't know. We can talk about asexuality. I kind of did a little bit.
I know that in one of the episodes. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. But like for 17 minutes into a podcast, we haven't covered that much of the topic of the podcast. I know in one of the episodes I just re-listened to, we said we wanted to do an episode where we talked about and it's more heavy on my end, I think, which might be good for your electrocuted brain. But we said we would talk a little bit about the concept of like the pressures that a lot of guys face if they're asexual, in that they're like not if they're like, oh, I'm just not interested talking about that or treating girls like that or whatever. There's like a negative connotation, or like there's harassment that sort of goes with it.
I mean, talk to me, dude. Let's go for it.
Let's do it.
I'm snapping like I'm in a beat club. I don't. Just you. Yeah, you talk. I'm not gonna talk. That's gonna be the good podcast.
All right, that's a reference to an episode that people might get. Okay.
What?
I'm exchanging humor for references. Like most of American culture right now.
What reference did you make?
I just made a reference to one of our previous episodes where I make that sound.
Wow, I don't remember that.
You should listen to these. You should listen to these episodes again, Maria. Jeez, I listened to all the whole previous two episodes to make sure they were ready for release.
All the episodes, the two of them.
But you didn't listen to any of them, no, so I guess that's a little bit more invested.
I mean, I fucking did listen to them because I'm the fucking editor, you piece of shit.
But you didn't recognize a running joke in one of the episodes? Like, I did repeatedly? I did it repeatedly.
Somewhere in October, I guess? No.
When did you last listen to these?
This first one I haven't listened to since a long time ago, but, you know.
Okay. That's probably the one that it was in then. yes. Actually, yes, it was, tangibly. But yeah, okay, let's actually talk about the thing. You once spoke to, I'm not going to go into this because I don't know shit about this topic, but you once talked about how a lot of women, or not a lot of women, but women kind of culturally in a lot of ways are kind of expected to be like asexual or demisexual, more specifically. They're supposed to be demisexual. Mm. That's kind of like a cultural expectation. Like, you're supposed to protect your precious flower until you give it up to one lucky guy. While guys are supposed to do the opposite. They're supposed to, you know, just get everywhere, get in every possible area of the world they can be with their
semen.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
You set it up more that bluntly. Way.
Yeah. You with said seed in the previous episode.
Well, now I'm saying jizz.
Yeah, I know now that. I was thinking about going seed or semen, and I hadn't decided. And I thought about starting the word.
Come juice.
And just figuring it out in which... Mm.
I can keep going.
No, it's fine. But based on that concept, I think it's kind of interesting. I know that I grew up... And I had a lot of, you know, guy talks.
Ejaculate?
20 minutes in. Only 20 more. Halfway, Rhodes. Keep going. You got this. Is the rest of the episode going to be me trying to talk and you just like naming different words to describe cum?
Yeah, probably.
All right, let's do it. Okay, so.
I actually don't know that. I don't think I've got it anymore. That's pretty much it.
We'll keep trying. I'm sure there's new ways to express yourself.
Sticky nut juice.
Okay.
Also known as peanut butter. That's a vine. I stole that from Vine.
Well,
you should
something.
Watch more Vines, Rhodes. They're so good.
They don't exist anymore.
They do. My YouTube recommendations is entirely like vines that keep me from ending it all.
Oh, good. Healthy.
Yeah. No. Oh my God. Are you kidding? That's the sign of a depressed millennial. Vine compilations on your couch.
Yeah, it is. Good old millennials.
Good old lols. Depression.
Yeah. what was the thing I was talking about? So, like, I've had a lot of, you know, quote unquote guy conversations. And
well, every conversation you've had, probably because you are a guy. Yeah.
No, I would define. I mean, have you met me though? Like, I'm like,
no.
I'm not particularly masculine in any way.
No.
So, and when I say guy conversation, I'm implying an air of masculinity, because of how culture does words. So I've had like a lot of them, especially in middle school, like in the stupid locker room for PE stuff. Like there was like kind of this weird expectation, that you were like in on the talk, you know, of like, yeah, I'm so into females. Yo.
Middle school?
Yeah, they were trying so desperately to come off as like past puberty, but none of them were. I don't think I was even having it yet, so I was just like, y'all acting weird.
What's the interest there?
What do you mean?
Like, is it just a culture thing? Like, do boys hit 13 or something and they are legitimately interested in vaginas? Like... Or is it just like posturing because they hear they're supposed to be? Like, what the hell?
I genuinely do not know because I didn't really go through that tradition, that transition very traditionally. Because, like, now I'm not interested in vaginas. So, like, I don't know. Because at some point, guys are. Like, no doubt, there comes a point in a man's young life where he becomes interested in a vagina. Does it happen at 13? Who's to say?
Why?
What do you mean? Why what?
Why are they interested in vaginas?
I don't know. It doesn't make much sense to me because it's just like, okay, I don't know. I don't know what's particularly appealing there.
Me neither.
Again, I said this in a previous thing. Faces are so much nicer, you mm-hmm. know? They're just like they're the pretty parts of a person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't get it. Everything else is just weird flesh blobs. You know what I mean?
And then, like vaginas and dicks are just like weird, just leaking
weird.
Flesh blobs.
Oh my God. That puts it very well. They're not just weird flesh blobs. They fucking leak.
Yeah.
Like think about that. They're like so bad at their job, but things come out of them regularly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're just so, just so dirty.
I mean, maybe I'm trying to remember here from middle school. Maybe they weren't interested in like actual like vaginas yet. Maybe they were more interested in like the romantic side of things. Maybe they're like, man, girls could be fun to hang out with and aren't disgusting anymore. Maybe it wasn't as sexual and maybe more of was like an emotional thing,
okay,
but they
so
were
what
expressing
were they
it
about?
More. It doesn't sound
from the beginning of your conversation that you were in a locker room full of boys who were talking about how they really wanted to cook dinner for a girl and snuggle in and watch Netflix.
Well, Netflix didn't exist, so that rules that out.
But all right, you're not that old.
Netflix streaming didn't exist.
Right, but Netflix existed.
Yeah, but no one says, hey, do you want to come to my house? I had a DVD shipped to my house.
I mean, they probably did. So you and I could watch one DVD. What do you think people did when they watched shit back in the day? No.
Okay, if you go up to a girl and you're like, actually anybody, to ask them out. If I go up to a girl and ask them out, and hey, you're very pretty. I would like to go out with you. Would you like to come over tonight to watch a movie? I have ordered one movie in the existence of all movies, and I'm praying to God you like this genre. Let's see how this ask goes. That doesn't seem like a good plan.
Rhodes, what do you think people fucking did before Netflix streaming existed?
Blockbuster Video.
Right.
Do you want to go? So they didn't Netflix and sit on the couch. They Blockbustered.
I mean, you didn't take your girlfriend, like your date to Blockbuster. You had it at your house.
You didn't?
No. Why would you?
What? What?
I assume you didn't. That doesn't sound like a hot date either. Like, we're going to go to Blockbuster Video.
What? Wait, I'm sorry. I cannot imagine a scenario in which I was like, well, the internet's down, but there's a Blockbuster over there.
Right, because Blockbuster doesn't exist, you fool.
Okay, okay. But I cannot imagine an instance in which I would go to a Blockbuster to get a movie so I could get a girl to come to my house and watch a movie and be like, well, I'm just going to roll the fucking dice on this and hope it goes well.
I'm assuming what you would do would be like, hey, I rented The Matrix. Come over and watch if you want to watch The Matrix.
What? No, because what if she doesn't like The Matrix?
Then she's going to come over because she likes you, dingus.
But if she says no, I don't know if it's because she doesn't like me or if she doesn't like the movie.
Right. It's okay. So
instead, you say, hey, I think you're cool.
What else are you going to fucking do, Rhodes?
I'd say, hey, I think
you're
really cool.
Do you want to come to Blockbuster with me?
For 10 minutes, no. Yes.
No.
I don't understand why that, is that not a thing? Why can't I do that?
Okay, and I don't know if she's going to like popcorn or Ruffles, so we're also going to hit up Publix. And do
that
you like
so
couches or
different.
Beds? What color do you like on curtains? Because maybe we can go to Bed Bath & Beyond and pick some of those out.
Okay, no, Marina. Mm-hmm. Do you know how easy it is? Like food, like fucking
deal
with the curtains.
Or to have more than one food item?
Okay,
yeah,
Marina,
you can also have more than one DVD. My God.
No. Okay, so you're saying that when people Netflixed, they paid extra per month to get multiple DVDs sent to them at once so they could have choices for said girlfriend.
Also, yeah, well, yes. And also, they probably had, you know, a movie collection. Like, yeah, dog.
Like, okay, but if they have a movie collection, that's not Netflixing and chilling.
Right, but you could still have gotten something from Netflix, and then she comes over, and then she's like, you know what, I'm actually not into The Matrix tonight. And you'd be like, oh, you know what, I have When Harry Met Sally here, and then you can fucking watch that. You dumbass.
No.
You don't go to Blockbuster.
You go to Blockbuster.
You don't go together.
Yes.
That's not romantic.
Who cares about romantic?
You
I care about practical.
You're inviting someone over for a date.
I want them to like me and want them to feel included in my choices. It's us watching a movie, not me watching a movie and you being in the room.
I mean, she's going to watch it. What do you mean? She's still going to watch it.
No, but it's like,
there.
I want to include her in the process. I don't want to be like, hey, guess what? You're fucking watching this because I'm the man around here.
She didn't
like,
have to come.
That.
If she didn't want to watch it, she didn't have to come.
But or it can just be, hey, I think you're really cool. I just would like to hang out with you. Would you like to watch
to
a movie? Honestly, I don't care about the movie. Would you like to come to Blockbuster with me to determine which movie? Or tell me what movie you'd like, and I'll make sure to pick it up before you meet me at my house tonight. By the way, my house is right next to a Blockbuster Video. Question, Marina. Is this why all my girlfriends break up with me?
Did you take them to Blockbuster?
No, but I would have.
That's very sweet.
If they existed.
You
didn't answer my question.
All I'm saying is that I put into Google, did people go on dates to Blockbuster Video? And what I'm getting is,
no.
I've seen
Google just says no.
History.com, first Blockbuster store opens, and then another article from Slate.com called The Last Days of Blockbuster. Nowhere in there does it say, like, oh, I looked back at the reason why Blockbuster really failed. Okay, is it because people went on dates there or didn't go on dates there? Or did that have nothing to do with it because this entire thing is ridiculous?
Okay. Well, that was a fun little rant.
Basically, they're just saying that Netflix is better. So, good article there, Forbes. I guess I needed Forbes to tell me that Netflix is better than Blockbuster Video.
Netflix provides an ease and simplicity that Blockbuster simply can't provide. Oh, no shit. You got a PhD to tell me that, you fucking moron?
This effect is...
Great!
This effect is devilishly hard to quantify. Says Greg Sattel, contributor to Forbes.
No way does not say that. It does not say that. It does not... Marina.
I mean, they're talking about disruption in general.
That is not a quote, right?
It is a quote. I mean, they're not saying
what
that Netflix...
What are you talking about? No!
It's not... It's out of context. They're talking about...
It doesn't matter! It doesn't matter! No. It's an article about why Netflix is better than... there's no part of it that should be complex!
No, it's an article about why Blockbuster failed. And part of the reason Blockbuster failed...
Not complex!
I know. Sorry, Wyatt. Is that his name? Wyatt? No, Greg. What? Oh my god, like, my brain.
No! It is so fucking easy. I can tell you in 10 words or less why Blockbuster failed. Because they sucked. That's three.
Okay, I've got one word for you.
And Netflix. Netflix is better.
No, just why did they fail? Netflix. One word. Got it.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And also Blockbuster, like, it's hot. Like,
oh, sorry, here.
You're talking about Forbes.
No. And also, a lot of people went to dates. No, sorry, that's not in the article. You're an idiot, Rose.
I'm not the... No.
People didn't go on dates to Blockbuster Video.
Okay, Marina, let's point this out. I don't care what everyone else does. I care about what's right.
We need to stop acting as if there's a recipe for business, like a cake or a casserole. I've never heard the term recipe before. I'm glad it clarified it for me. It's a thing you use for cakes or casserole.
Ah, yes, of course. Silly me.
Oh, if anyone's ever fucking made a casserole off a recipe.
I thought you were talking about a recipe for disaster, but all right.
Oh, no.
And you truly were with the Blockbuster business model. Oh, my God. Why don't we just, like, morph our podcast into making fun of failed business ventures?
I would rather make fun of people writing failed articles about things. It's a devilishly... What was it? Devilishly what? Who uses that term?
Devilishly difficult to
devilishly
understand.
Devilishly difficult to quantify.
No one knows why Netflix won out. Could it be the ease and simplicity? No one will ever know.
Is it that it's way better? I guess.
Who knows?
Who knows? It's not a cake or a casserole.
It's like just really hard to quantify. If only there was a simple recipe that we could boil everything down
like
to understand.
Cake or a casserole. A or casserole. Boiled eggs. Boiled down boiled eggs. I don't know what we're even doing anymore. We were talking about important things. We were talking about defining yourself as an asexual young man, and instead we were like, yes. That's boring. Let's give Greg Weidel shit on Forbes.com for his bad article that is taken out of context.
Yeah, it is pretty shitty, though. Okay, but I have locker room experiences. Mm. I don't remember any specifically them being like, vaginas. Like, it was never that explicit. Because I don't think any of them knew what one was yet. I'm not saying I did either, but, like, hindsight. Like, it was more of, like, a very vague... Like, if you were in there now, you'd be like, oh, shit, you guys know nothing. Like, you guys don't know anything about this. But they all, like, are, you know, like, posturing like they do.
I'm just imagining it like a movie or something where they have to... Or like a song made for radio where they have to cut the swear words out and you've just got a bunch of kids and they're like, yeah, and they just are making noises instead of like the word. I'm just really excited to, with the ladies.
It'll be so, why'd you bleep that out? That was an adjective. Oh, true. My bad.
The adjective was devilish.
And we're in middle school. We can't talk about Satan just yet.
It's a little early for Satan, but it's the right time to think about boobs.
That's always true.
It's always
church, especially.
Sorry, is it always good to talk about boobs instead of Satan? Or wait, what did you?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Honestly, Satan sucks. He is the worst. Satan is a lot like Santa Claus.
In that their names are spelled similarly.
Yes.
Cool.
Satan LaClaus. Satan Lacoste.
This seems like a very relevant. I'm glad we're doing this now in January, I guess. Mm.
Let's well, they don't know that
conversation. I mean, they will when they listen to it.
Well, if you hadn't said that, we could have
Christmas time.
No, but we could have pretended that we recorded it at Christmas time. But now you had to say January.
Jingle, jingle, jingle is the sound outside my apartment. Am I right? Because it's December 23rd.
Christmas time of the year. Merry Christmas to all and good night.
It's going
to
be the fuck.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. So the I want to the halls with
yeah, that's, I was going to do that. You kept singing, so I was waiting for you to be done. And then you just like took a fucking minute longer than I did to get there and made a lot of noise on the way.
Yeah, I did.
Which is sort of a euphemism for sex, but
and also basically exactly what those middle schoolers did. Took a lot longer to get there than anyone else and make a whole lot of noise along the way.
Cool.
But okay, yeah. So these guys. Okay. 15 minutes later, here we go. So these guys posturing like they know stuff. And, like, there's an expectation in the group that, like, you know things. I remember one guy was like, they were like, yo, I think someone at one point was like, yo, I talk like this apparently. Rhodes.
No one at your school talked like that. Cool. You went to school with all white people.
They tried to be cool. So they'd be like, yo, Rhodes, I'm talking cool. Like, what girl here are you interested in? And I was like, well, they're all very nice. Everyone here has been so nice to me so far. Thank you for that. Like, that was my actual answer.
That's
wonderful. I don't think,
You're just like me.
Well, everyone's really nice. Thank you guys for being so inclusive.
Cool.
And they were just like, no. Like,
and they were like, no, girl? It's not hard because we're all rich white people. We can include other rich white people.
Not a problem. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm not rich. And they're like, oh, we'll pretend you are. Mm-hmm. Just so we can all get along. We don't want to go through the effort of being mean to you, honestly. We're way above that.
We save that for people who really deserve it, like women and colored people. And then you're like, wow.
Ooh,
you just,
colored people. Yeah.
And you're like, that's upsetting. And they're just like, well, which girl do you want to?
And I was like, I don't know. What are you doing with your mouth? I'm confused. That's not a very effective way to communicate.
Oh, that's what they do with their mouths when they're ing on girls is
Oh,
that's how their mouth shape it has to be to make it more pleasurable.
Like that. Yeah.
God, this is the worst podcast to listen to with your ears, isn't it?
Yeah, probably is. Okay.
You don't have to keep doing it. You could have just stopped. No.
That's just pained. It's just like me being pained. Oh, my toe.
What are you doing with your toe? Where did you put it? You're so
I
dirty.
Stubbed it. I stubbed
in
it.
In her, if you know what I mean.
Oh my God, please kill me right now. No, okay.
I'm too far away.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I would.
Okay. And I was always like, you guys are really nice. Thank you for including me. And they were like, oh, okay, that's not really what we meant. But like, there was kind of like he's less than us vibe because he doesn't get it. And I was like, yeah, Rose is one of those weirdos. He hasn't, hit the pubes yet. Well, wow.
We read an article about how it was devilishly hard to quantify why Blockbuster went out of business, and yet you've come up with the worst turn of phrase in 10 minutes. The pubes. Please never again.
I promise. I said it and I was like, oh no.
Oh no, emergency. And that's the episode title. Damn it. Damn it. I didn't want it to come to this. Never to this. Oh shit.
Oh,
this is
boy.
The worst podcast to hear with your ears.
Oh my God. Hit the pew. All right, I propose we save the more serious conversation about this for a future episode.
Yeah, I was like, we've managed to hit a record, which is impressive in podcasting, for spending 40 minutes trying to tell a story and only getting 1 minute of the way through.
And then also having the best turn of phrase in history developed.
Oh, no. It's so bad. My gosh. Oh, fuck. That's awful.
Oh, my stomach hurts. That's,
yeah. I also think there might be a solid...
That's hilarious.
I feel like there might be a solid minute right after you said that where it's silent because we're both laughing silently because we're... You know what I mean? I feel like that's in there. We're both just, like, turned our heads away and just open our mouths really wide in that, like, silent laughter thing.
Oh, my God. I think that did happen.
I think it
did. Oh, no.
Cool. This has been a great episode. We talked a lot about important things to the asexual community. Like hitting the pubes, as they say.
Okay, but for real, I have a proposal to fix that dry spell in the middle there. I propose that we just edit in some things we said later that make sense. So, for example, edit in this sound clip at that point. Ha 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 ha, so funny, this is funny times. Ha 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 ha, funny.
I know that's a joke and that it won't be edited in. But how funny would it be if you were listening to a podcast and all the jokes about we'll just edit this in later actually happened? It would make the most confusing experience.
No, I really that. Do. Honestly, I would like to edit it in so that people who are
that
listening
will be spoiled.
No, but that's the fun part. So they'll get to the moment of us. We'll just like hit the pubes and then it'll be quiet for a half second. And then just ha 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 ha. That is funny. Ha 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 ha. Good jokes. And then it'll like not addressed again until like 20 minutes later where we're like, we should edit that in. And it's like, oh, shit, dog.
If it was not as good of a moment, unfortunately, I think everyone needs to experience hitting the pubes as we
in
did.
In its direct glory. Yeah. That's true.
Oh, God.
I think that's about going to
really
do
dirty.
Us for
I
got to
take a shower, like, right now.
Alrighty. Well, I think that's about going to do it for us today, everybody. Thank you for listening to our podcast, Every Sixth Sec.
We didn't talk about anything.
We didn't. So we'll see if this episode makes the final cut.
I mean, it was fun, right? Did you have fun? I only felt electrocuted, like, 15% of the time.
That's pretty good. I only feel electrocuted 0% of the time, so I did real good.
I'm proud of you.
Me too. All right, do your closeout thing, Rena. You say bye. That's all you do.
Bye?
This is the end of the podcast.
All right. Okay. That's what I say? That's it? You sure? Bye?
Yeah, you're like, bye.
That's a little bit.
I think.
Bye. Huh. But we're not a bisexuality podcast. We're asexuality podcast. I should say ace.
Okay. Are you gonna do it?
I already did it. Just one.
Oh shit. Okay. Can you do it again?
Okay. Ace. Like that. This and is... then you'll do it. This is probably my favorite part of the show is when you try really hard to make it good and I try really hard to make it bad.
Alright, try one more go.
Of what?
Fuck you.
Goodbye.
This is the end of the podcast. You can go now. Please, please leave. All right, nice. That was a mess. I love it.